today, I ask for your indulgence to share something that maybe a kind of different view here. Thank you, Richard. On the ninth, and we were in Winnipeg. My mother and I were waiting in the lobby to my house to pick us out from school. She was late. The day was late. Darkness had fallen. A boy, just a little taller than me, sat in front of me. Started pushing me down. Chief called me. Chief, go home. He pushed me. Turned me left. I pushed back. Showed my fist. I was bigger. I was stronger. I was meaner. Good point. Then behind me, my mother's voice cut into my rage. Christian, no. Am I a Christian? I'm only not. I'm a chink. I want to go home. I wouldn't if my mother helped me. I want to pray. Can't. The boy who Prince Albert guessed was his name, Albert the Gun, grabbed my hand, pushed me down to my knees. Chief, go home. He is my path. My courage. My chief. I'll go home. The prophets of Baal have just been defeated by fire and stone. People are certain that Yahweh alone is God. Yahweh, He alone is God. As you close Israel for the prophets of Baal, you have to sing as blood runs down the mountain, shearing for the advantage of Yahweh's taller man. Yahweh, He alone is God. The rains come, soaking into the parched land. Wedding the drought of harvest. Elijah, pipe up his bow, and I'll run to the king in his war chariot. I'll run to the coming storm, I'll run to all. The sound of resistance is not thunder. It is the sound of the prophet's master, and the power of Yahweh coming upon it. I was 17. I come fifth at national the year before, and thinking that I had trained like a man, and that averaging more than 20 hours per week, owing my body to my mind. I had not missed a single day of training. I was focused, I was strong, I was fast. I was the one they had begun to notice. The one who would next break through and represent Canada, my country, my home. And I would give all glory to God. It was He who gave me back. It was for His pleasure that I went back. I swear my all of them froze. 8,400, 16 strength. I slept well the night before my death event, the 200. I swam well to qualify the final. And in position, to go faster than ever. I went back to the hotel that afternoon, after the evening, and figured out. But when I woke up, I got fever. It was bad. So bad but I couldn't stand more than a few seconds before I could lie down. I was scratched from the final. I lay in bed and moaned with pain. I cursed God. I was killed. I was fast. And yet I was brought down by hunger and I couldn't see it when I made it up. All that I had admired for were the heat, colorless and broken. Why? Was it a lack of effort? Was it because I am that wicked, that sinful, that I deserve the punishment? What did I do wrong? I was strong. I was fast. I was bold. Why? Where is our anger built? And God will not answer our accusation. And God will not tell us why our father is evil, why our mother is corrupt, our son is betrayed, our children is rejected. Where does our anger go? The earthquakes and floods and wars and famine break our backs. Who will hear our complaints? Who will listen to our lament? Jezebel swears revenge. The 451st prophet to die this day will be you. Elijah runs on, runs into the desert, runs on his own power. He runs to Horeb, the place where Lot the dragon executed and made his person at their bodies. He runs to the mountain and finds a single juniper bush and lies down and sees him. He has run here on his own power. And now he's my power. I'm sitting through the tears. I'm blinded by the light of the sun. Elijah, the mighty man of God, stumbles into the wasteland, a ruined old man. Prophet, the lament on his lips. God, Atta Adonai. Lord, this is too much. Cut from the flesh. Take my life. He will call me to my doctrine. For I am not better than my fathers. We all feel bad for life. Such is life in a fallen world. A world that groans as a way to get full redemption. A world that weeps as we await a new heaven and a new earth. A boy is a Prince Albert. Grandmother sings their creole lament with gravelly voice, while children cry on his arrival. Hotel bed in St. John's of Brunswick becomes my prison. I show my fist. I am ready to fight. But there is no one to take. No end is trying. One stands in the king. I search for things that are lost. Yet he stands concealed in us when he least expects us. He stands and feels stronger than I fall. I sit on my couch, the captain of me. The most recent night at this was only a couple of months ago. And on that night, I hear my feet and I pray, God, I thought, I don't know. Lord, this is too much. The past year is hard, harder than I expected. And thought for a while that I had beaten him back, the shadows and the water swallowed whole. And I could not keep the fences that they knew of. They fall. I lay with Elijah under the juniper bush. God, I don't mind. The Lord is too much. The sentence real. Their claws were sharp and their feet cold. I wanted out. Some say that suicidal thoughts our function of personality does good for attention. That night, if I let that alone, instead of ending my life, the only thing I was desperate for, though, was to be free of the things I've been carrying for years. I wanted to be myself. An angel appeared, Elijah thought, do not hinder. He gets up and he falls back to sleep. And dreams of angels and ravens increase as runs down his hair through me. He wants to die, but it's kept alive by the presence of others. The angel appears again. Get up and eat. The journey is too much for you. Lord, this is too much. Now the angel says, the journey is too much. Yeah. Elijah gets up. He is trained. He goes 40 days and 40 nights deeper into the desert. It rains 40 days of death on Noah's ark. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. Jesus was tempted in the desert for 40 days. Elijah, who by all accounts should have been ecstatic that God answered by fire, should have been happy that things went the way he said it was. It was 40 days. Or there is no reply to the desert. There are no more angels. There's only time. And the sun has hardly appeared. The earth. There is only 40 days journey to completion. 40 days journey to him. The angel is not speaking of the journey behind Elijah, the place he is running from, but the journey in front of him. The 40 days from Beersheba. The abundant thing of 7 miles or moments to ruin it, to desolation. The Elijah's life is shining. So the journey ahead is even more difficult. 4 days, we're going even deeper into the wasteland. But shift me to planning on suicide. With the thought of those I love suffering even more. I thought my parents standing on the graveside, shocked and unsure if they'd been wrong, and them trembling as they held each other. I thought of my sister trying to hold back her tears as she tried to split under his tongue, through his tongue, and he would never see a whole day again. I thought of you. Standing around the grave, only crying, only shaking your ashy face, as you wondered if you could have done that, and how you could care about it. Though you may not think so, it was the thought of all of you that were as bread and water for you. Though you hear my pain now, the problem is that you that morning. By being for me, my lovely little boy on the church. We did it out. Still the thought of you has strengthened you the journey to the desert I am in. Yet I also know that this journey is one that will ultimately make up money. It's all of you. It's before God. You cannot make this journey for me. After the wind, after the earthquake, after the fire, Elijah hears a bit of sound. A voice asks what he's doing here. I think he's jealous of his Christian voice. But all are not. A people did reject me. Not a night. I said nothing, but you have told me to do, and now everything has been taken away. Now the people want my life as well. Now it's like, ah, I have not. Lord, we did it too much. Constant obsession. Okay. The worst feeling I wrestled with in this field is that I did the best I could. But the resources I had, and given the circumstances, we all did the best I could. I was as gentle as I could be, as understanding as I could be, as assertive as I could be, as giving as honest and protective and as honorable, yet living in any difference. Zeal didn't make any difference. I'm with Elijah, standing out on the rock, listening to the thin voice of God. One Sunday, while browsing the bookstore, I stumbled upon T.S. Eliot's 4 Quartets. I remember that my counselor recommended that I had an honest person, but I'd forgotten to follow up on her advice until now. It was as I ran in the solemn stream, this long poem, that I read this. I said to my soul, be still and wait without hope. For hope will be hope for the wrong thing. Wait without love. For love be love of the wrong thing. There is yet faith. But faith and the love and the hope are all in the waiting. They will help us, for you are not ready to close. For the darkness shall be the light, and the stillness the dancing. Whispers of running streams, the winter lightning, the wild pine, and the wild strawberry, the lavender in the garden echoes ecstasy, long thoughts of the choir, the agony of death and birth. You say I am repeating something I have said before. I shall say it again. Shall I say it again? In order to arrive there, to arrive where you are, to get from where you are not, you must go by a way wherein there is no ecstasy. In order to arrive at what you do not know, you must go by a way which is a way of weakness. In order to possess what you do not possess, you must go by the way of dispossession. In order to arrive at what you are not, you must go through the way in which you are not. What you do not know, do the only thing you know. What you own, what you do not own. And where you are and where you are not. Depression is dying of kindness. Maybe that's a heart stop, brain stop that we associate with the death of our physical self. But I'm convinced that something of me, your pastor, is being put down. I do not know what it is, and I don't know if I ever will. But I, like you, am afraid of death. Especially the death of things that are part of me. I don't know what will fill those spaces where living used to lie. I don't know what it is, such a thing, a complete emotional healing in this life. I am an arm, a hard journey of possession to a place where I have not arrived. Depression also distorts perception. Elijah asked twice by God, what are you doing for us? For the most part, Elijah has been wrong. Not all the people who have been covenant. 7,000 have not yet bowed their knees to Baal. A faithful lamb to carry forth God's mission while roaming, pounding in the darkness. I am depressed. Because I feel. I am not wrong when I feel it. But I may be wrong about conclusions. God feels distant. But I know that he is here. I feel alone. Yet I know you are here with me. I feel left behind. a new wall like 14 months. And taking them off like a crippled and lowered to the roof to you. I know these things. I am not being good. Did nothing stop the death that God has celebrated. For God killed the part of us. It is not lost forever to be good. Rather, it is killed. We are killed. So that we can be raised to life. I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. Becoming like him in his death. So somehow, to attain the resurrection of the dead. All you saints and angels, pray for me. Father, I'm just, I am not the only one who struggles with the cross and goodness. I know that. I don't need to imagine. Give them enough bread and wine. We're doing too much. Sometimes we love them too much. And we don't know what to do. So we cry out to you. If we have no resources, we have nothing. I have to have anything. You have a good time. For those of us who are dying, Lord, help us to die well. Help us not to be afraid. Help us to rest in the past. For your talents are all at once. Help us to rest. Reassure us by drawing the living. In the name of Jesus.